know, man. Oh, and speaking of people with problems, there's this video going around online that I just stumbled upon it yesterday on Dig, and you can find it if you go to my website at mattstooks.com under the video section there. It's UNC student breaks up with his girlfriend in front of 3,000 people. Dude organized this thing on Facebook, had a huge crowd of people standing there watching it, had like 3 video cameras set up videotaping this thing. His, the one that they used to post the online one, looked like it was probably the worst quality of all the cameras they had out there. He has this group of girls singing to his soon-to-be ex-girlfriend, singing the Dixie Chicks, "I'm Not Ready to Make Nice." Girl looks a little suspicious at the beginning of it, and then the song ends, and the dude basically lets her know that he knows that she cheated on him, and it just goes back and forth from there. She goes, "Oh, yeah, well, you're gay, and, you know, I have needs, and maybe you're gay or something and can't fulfill them." And, you know, he's like, "Well, I slept with your roommate." And she's like, "Well, she would, you know, she would be like that." It's just, they both look like morons on the thing, but who looks like the bigger moron, right? She cheated on him. That's not cool, you know. You don't do that to somebody. But when you find out somebody cheated on you, shouldn't you just, you know, end it? You really want everybody to know that your girlfriend cheated on you? You want to let everybody know that? And you want to break up with her in front of 3,000 people over it?
I wouldn't do it. I would just, you know, it's like...
Which did you do first? Would you be the cheater first, or would you be the one that...
I would break up first. I would be the one that got the 3,000 people, because I don't cheat. That's bad. It's horrible. What?
I don't know. That is a tough... Yeah, that both those situations are terrible, so it's like, which would you rather do? Or which would you rather be? Someone who eats human flesh, or someone who kills small children? You know? It's kind of hard to pick between the two. But if you find out your girlfriend cheats on you, just let it go, you know? Yell at her, whatever you need to do, behind closed doors. Putting it in front of 3,000 people, videotaping it, and then putting it online, that might be a bit much.
I say kudos to the guy.
Really? For gathering that big?
I think that he not only set her in her place, but he saved some other guy from going through the same thing.
Yeah,
because
true.
Her face is all over the internet now?
I think it's hilarious. If I could have done that, thought that far ahead, I would have done the same stinking thing. You need to let them know. Call them out on it.
Yeah, I guess if every time you got caught cheating, you got called out in front of a group of 3,000 of your peers, that might stop it, right?
I would hope so. But, you know, some people just don't get it. But, I mean, look at the next girl he's with. Do you think she's going to take that risk of being caught doing something she shouldn't be doing to begin with?
I don't know. Doesn't he come off pretty bad in this video, Jerrianne, don't you think? Does he look like a more attractive guy to you?
No, he doesn't. I wouldn't date him.
Well, but no, if you were a cheater, you wouldn't.
Yeah, Jerrianne, we know your type.
Definitely wouldn't if you were thinking about cheating, so, you know, but if you're not, yeah, kudos to him.
And then they all wore black to the thing, too. It's crazy. We can't figure out why.